And good afternoon, everyone, and thanks so much for tuning in to Alternative Talk 1150. It's time now for the Live Solutions program, and we've got Dr. Pat Basile on the phone with us. Dr. Pat, good evening.
Good afternoon.
Whatever you want to call it.
Good evening.
It's all good.
I am very excited about today's show. I mean, this is, as we've said before, this is our regularly scheduled show, Mondays at 5, and right here on Alternative Talk 1150. KKNW, and we are thrilled to be presenting to you Life Solutions. That's L-I-F-E, that's life, and it's soul. You know, we usually say Life Solutions. No, that's not what we're talking about in, you know, during this show. We're talking about S-O-U-L.
Solutions.
What does that mean to you, Eric, when I say that?
Oh, well, first thing I think of is Don Cornelius and the Soul Train. But aside from that, I think, you know, the Soul Train. Remember that?
Oh, I totally do.
But, of course, I also think that we're talking about maybe solutions for the soul.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, this segment is done, this show is done with an amazing individual, and that individual, of course, is Mary Mannon Morrissey. And Mary has been a segment host with me now for 2 months. I think we've pretty much racked up about 8 weeks of shows. Isn't that true, Eric?
Oh, absolutely. They've just flown by, though, because we've been having so much fun.
Exactly. And this has been a very, very powerful segment. We've gotten a lot of support for it and, you know, a lot of energy around it. And tonight we're going to be talking about forgiveness. One of the things about forgiveness that I have learned in my journey is that you can't really define it until you've actually gone through the process of experiencing it. A lot of times what we do and we say to folks is, oh, you know, you just need to get over it. Well, you know, it's hard to get over it when you feel like you've been betrayed, when you feel like the universe is conspiring against you, when you feel like every card from the deck that you pull is a losing card, and all of that goes on, so forth and so on. So we're going to be talking with Mary Mannon Morrissey tonight. She is, by the way, the creator of Life Solutions. If you want to find out more about this and about the Life Mastery Program, which is all part of this, you can go to www.lifesolutions.com, S-O-U-L-U-T-I-O-N-S. Let me give it to you again. Life, L-I-F-E, S-O-U-L-U-T-I-O-N-S.com. And I want to mention to everyone there that we have been tapping into many, many different things that have to do with what we're calling Life Mastery. And Mary has created a program called Life Mastery, and what you get from this program, and this is what I love, when she comes on, I want to talk more about this, but what you get from this program is you get to tap into your own life and how to go through setting your intentions, accessing the power of your purpose, really getting in there, creating it. And there's someone in the studio right now that knows a little bit about this, I would say. And that is Ava Sikowski. Ava, are you there?
I'm here.
You know, we're talking about Mary's program, which is Life Mastery, and of course we're going to be talking about forgiveness. But in her program, which is a 6-month course, and for those of you listening, there is this wonderful discount for all of the Dr. Pat listeners, and we'll be talking to you more about that. But we're talking about mastery and intention, mastery and health, mastery and abundance, mastery and manifestation, mastery and love, and mastery and transformation. So one of the things I know you can talk to is what it means to set an intention and watch manifestation happen right in front of your eyes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's been an amazing, amazing 2.5-year journey. That occurred for me, and it does have to do with setting an intention and following through with that intention. If you can just believe in one small thing, which, you know, for me, a lot of that actually began with an interaction that I had with you, is that, and sometimes if you can't believe it all solely yourself, if you can believe that other people believe it, you can start there.
Well, you know, you and I have had a very interesting experience recently. And talk about setting intention. I can't wait till Mary joins the call and joins the show today. She'll be with us right after the first break. But this idea that Mary puts out in her Life Mastery program, the idea of setting intention, you know, we all know this very well, especially with regard to the Dr. Pat show and finding your music. I mean, we set the intention to be the expansion of spirit in me, through me, and as me, in us, through us, and as us early on in January. And we've had to pretty much fasten our seatbelt.
Absolutely.
As we step forth. What is interesting is if you don't tap into this idea that Mary, these six bullet points that she puts together, where you can master manifestation, master help, master abundance, you actually can miss out on opportunities that are in front of you. Why don't you share a little bit about our trip to L.A. and how that was revealed to us?
Well, you know, again, this started all of, you know, our trip to L.A. began with a relationship that you had formed in the past, which I think probably started with a very small intention, you know, that you had no idea where that was going to lead in that big picture. And all that we knew is that we were invited to a VIP event, the opening of Cosmic Kids, which is actually, you know, by the way, another manifestation by somebody else that we know of an amazing idea that pretty soon we'll see this all over the country. And what we were treated to when we got down to L.A. was Dr. Pat being treated with the, you know, with the star status. I mean, that's how we do in our, you know, what we do in our culture. But just basically people, you know, paying reverence to all that you've been able to accomplish, all of the authors and speakers that you've brought to the table over the last 4.5 years. I mean, you know, our archives read like the who's who in spirituality and the who's who in teaching. And you've accomplished all of that. And we had 5 photographers taking your picture. You got to walk down the red carpet. It was really a sight to behold, and we had people waiting in line to, you know, talk to Dr. Pat and tell you about their work, and it was really exciting. It was a very exciting event, and we got to meet some wonderful people. Deepak Chopra's daughter did the blessing. It was amazing.
Well, you know, one of the things that I want to share with everyone out there, and just be really clear that, you know, the reason both that you, Ava, and I do this show, it's not to be in the red carpet. It's not to be, you know, in the VIP list. It really is to take the message and the power out into the world. I think what was so interesting about our trip to L.A. was it was so unexpected. For me, at least, I just knew that this was an event that I wanted to support. I wanted to support Judy Lulin in her work with Cosmic Kids, and really didn't really understand till the day we got there that this was a red carpet event. You and I tried to get in early, as a matter of fact, and we're told to wait.
Exactly. And, you know, that's the thing about you, Dr. Pat, and I think also it has to do with flow. I think it has to do with doing the thing in life that is ours to do, which is, you know, something I'm quoting that you say all the time. And that is that, you know, your work, you never really make the work about you. You know, you are a wonderful vessel for all of this amazing teaching. You hold a space for it. You hold a place for everybody to bring whatever is theirs to do to the table, and encouraging people to do what, finding that thing that is theirs to do, knowing that everybody has that. And that's why I think it was just a result. You know, that, you know, you got some accolades for yourself, but you never make it about you. And I think that that is the secret to your success. That's why you will be, you know, all over the country, heard on every radio station across the country, because it isn't about you. I mean, you never make it about you.
Well, what's interesting about this whole story, and this is really what I want to say to everyone, because our topic tonight is forgiveness. I have to say this, and I'll say this to everybody listening, that for a large part of my life, and I'll be really upfront with everyone, a large part of my life, it was all about me. It was all about, you know, what's going to happen to me, what I'm going to do, my next promotion, you know, the next raise I've received. And one day a light bulb went on, and I really got to step back in my life and take a look and say, look at myself in the mirror and say to myself, you know what? This is just not the way I want to go through the rest of my life. I don't want to end up at the end of my life and turn around and say, okay, this life was all about me. And once I came to that realization, Ava, what happened was I had to deal with all of the guilt, all of the shame, all of the things that I had done to other people, or at least projected that I had done, and say to myself, what am I going to do with that? And in that process of looking at our past, in the process of looking at who we are, in the process of being able to name and claim and manifest everything in our lives, you've got to get to the place where you can truly forgive, not just forgive ourselves, but forgive others. And so tonight's conversation with Mary is so timely because I know for me, until I got to the place where I could truly let go and really express the freedom of looking at my past and knowing, wow, I'm okay in this. I can take my gift out into the world. Until we can do that and really move beyond all of the things that would tend to hold us back from our greater good, we will be stuck. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I think that it's those grievances that we hold either against ourselves or others that really are the things that hold us in bondage and keep us from our greater good and from the manifestation of our dreams. And I feel so grateful today for every experience that I've had in my life, things that I in the past have called bad, people in the past that I've called bad. And I look at those things now and I see how every single one of those things were important for me along the way. And it's just, you know, I'm glad. I'm glad that I was able to have all the experiences that I had because they've shaped me into the person that I am today. And today I feel only gratitude for all of those experiences, as I know that you talk about that too.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so grateful. I can't even tell you. We're going to take a short break right now. And when we come back, we will be back with Mary Manny Morrissey because you are listening to Life Solutions with both Mary Manny Morrissey and me, Dr. Pat Basile, and Ava Sikowski chiming in along with Eric because we're all part of the KKNW Alternative Talk family. We'll be right back after this fabulous word from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Say it's all right.
It's all right.
Say it's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right. Have a good time, 'cause it's all right.
Join Mary Manny Morrissey for a six-month course where you will discover, explore, and practice mastery skills, creating an opportunity to transform every area of your life. Through the Life Mastery Course, you'll participate in a weekly live teleclass with Mary, as well as receive a monthly mastery manual and a meditation CD for each month's teaching. You'll also receive a daily one-minute inspirational phone call from Mary throughout the entire six-month course. And if you sign up and mention the Dr. Pat Show, you'll receive a $200 discount. That's right, a $200 discount on this amazing, life-changing, transformational course. For more information, call 503-922-3460. That's 503-922-3460. Or contact Karen at lifesolutions.com. That's LIFE. SOULUTIONS.com.
Take the first step to better health and get the ultimate body fuel with awareness products. Whether you want to lose weight, energize yourself, or improve your overall health, our products are a natural approach based on time-tested ingredients. For more information, contact Sally Renton at welove.awarenesslife.com. That's welove.awarenesslife.com. Or call 206-363-7194. That's 206-363-7194 for awareness products.
Occasional indigestion got you down? After meals, do you feel bloated, heavy, tummy hurt? Does occasional heartburn and indigestion or a just plain tired feeling take the energy out of your day? Vital digestive enzymes are needed to properly digest food, and E12 provides them all. Customers often report a dramatic life improvement. Visit digesteasy.com. That's digesteasy.com. And discover E12 food enzymes, the digestive secret thousands have benefited from.
You're invited to attend American Pacific University's Clinical Hypnotherapy Seminar August 25th through the 27th in Seattle for 40% off. Hypnosis is a scientifically verified and effective technique to help us change our lives. You'll learn how to guide yourself and others to lose weight, quit smoking, and be free of physical pain. Fascinating discussions, informative demonstrations, and interactive exercises will let you use hypnosis after only one weekend. Call 1-800-63-HYPNO or go to ampac.edu to learn more.
Seattle Unity Church is a welcoming spiritual community located in the heart of Seattle, dedicated to celebrating, inspiring, and deepening our individual and collective spiritual journeys. They offer Sunday services, classes, and special events and programs to help answer the call to be present in love, one day, one moment, one breath at a time. They're located at 208th Avenue North, across the street from Denny Park. Or visit seattleunity.org.
Write it down, shout it loud. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Now, wasn't that fun?
Now listen to the beat. Kind of patch of feet. You got soul. And everybody knows that it's all right. Whoa, it's all right.
All righty, yes, indeed, we do have soul. Why? Because this hour is called Life Solutions. With me, Dr. Pat Basile, and here she is. I promised you she would be with us after the break, Mary Manon Morrissey. Mary, thank you so much in joining the show. We have been so jazzed about this program. And we've got lots to talk about in terms of forgiveness. I was sharing with everyone, because Ava was joining in the first part, we were talking to her about our trip to L.A., and I was talking about how most of my life was about me, 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 you know, all of me, me, me. And then one day, I don't know what happened, I had this awakening. And once I had the awakening, all of a sudden I looked at them in the mirror and I thought, oh, my goodness, you are just awful. And I felt horrible, and I felt guilt, and I felt shame. And all of this, I couldn't figure out what to do with it. Hence our topic for tonight, forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I appreciate your vulnerability and your willingness to just speak what most of us have experienced, you know, in our maturing, both in our physical body and then in our emotional body. We have to go through that stage. It's just part of a maturing stage. A two-year-old, that's the natural state for a two-year-old, is to be very much fixed on what that little being wants. Me, me, me. And there's some jokes I've heard about do-re, me, me, me. It's a song we sing into the world until we figure out that there's really more than ourselves that we need to pay attention to. And at the end of the day, how unfulfilling it is to be stuck there. So forgiveness is a practice that's probably one of the most understood spiritual practices there is. Don't you think that's true, Pat?
Oh, my gosh. I believe that right here, sitting here today, because I in my life, I realize when I'm at this place where I start to dwell on all of the negativity, all of the things I haven't done, all of the things I've done, you know, whether it's, you know, financial lack, whether it's what I've done to others, you know, you get in this place where you think you can never get out of it. But the one thing I know is that when you enter the realm of forgiveness, it's like it washes things away. Don't you think? I mean, it's not like, for example, I would be, let's say that someone had done something to hurt me in my life. Let's just say that. You know, it's not like I condone what they've done, but I don't want to be plugged into it for the rest of my life.
No, it's we're bound to those we love and we're bound to those we hate by an equal attractive. You know, how many of us had experiences where we've spent a whole lot of our time nursing, rehearsing, and rehearsing a pain, a grudge, a resentment, and having imaginary conversations with that person in our mind. And you know, it was the Buddha who said that to hold a resentment is to, like, pick up a hot coal, and all the while you're intending to throw this hot coal at the object of your revenge. However, the person who gets most injured from the hot coal is the person who picks it up.
Mm-hmm.
And so then the discovery of how it is, then, that we might forgive, because many people think that forgiveness is just putting a cover over the pain, and that we just either act like it never mattered or act like it didn't hurt us, but it's not really a healing process. Real forgiveness is transformation of the perception, because to give for a perception that is more accurate and more true and more empowering than a perception of victimhood or poor me. That is authentic forgiveness. It shifts us completely from one experience to another.
Well, you know, the shifting is what it's all about. I mean, and I don't know about you, Mary, but I got to tell you, and the people around me, I know I just had a meeting with the Dr. Pat team, and, you know, we're looking at, we're expanding so fast that, you know, we've talked to an individual about joining the team, and I looked at the team, and I sat there for a minute, and it has brought tears to my eyes to be surrounded by so many wonderful people, and to be very, very grateful. And so, you know, at this place of gratitude, one would ask the question, how does one become grateful for not just all of the really cool things that happen? And we were talking about the whole LA thing, but, you know, how do you become grateful for the not so cool things that are showing up in our lives?
Well, I think that gratitude is a natural process when you get the learning that there's a couple of things. One is forgiveness that shifts the perception, that the natural result of which is a gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about that for a minute.
Yes.
When there isn't one of us on the phone today or on the radio that doesn't have some forgiveness work to do. We've all got a place. This is, you said earlier, suppose somebody hurt me. I mean, the fact is lots of people have hurt you. I mean, that's the human experience, that we disappoint each other. We let each other down. We don't keep all our agreements. And those are the minor hurts. I mean, sometimes we entrust our heart and we feel completely heartbroken by the experience that we or someone else has participated in. We entrust the betrayal and hurt is part of the human experience, and it's part of the curriculum. When the, you know, I'm a student of all the Bibles, and when the disciples were asking Jesus about how to experience this kind of aliveness and enthusiasm for life that he called the kingdom, and he said, you got to learn how to forgive. And they said, well, so like, we learn it and then it's over with? And he said, no, you got to practice it 70 times 7, meaning it's a daily practice. Just like we would have physical hygiene, we have to have spiritual hygiene or emotional hygiene, where we learn how to cleanse the perception so that we don't carry the grunge of the experience. It's just natural and inherent in our human experience. Things happen. It's human life. Somebody catch you out in traffic. That's a minor one. But when you've really been hurt, knowing how to transform that energy so that it moves you from victimhood into victory, and you get the learning. And once you get the learning and the freedom and the empowerment that comes with that, gratitude comes naturally.
Well, you know, you have done a phenomenal job one of my favorite chapters in any book, really, on forgiveness is in your book, No Less Than Greatness. And for those of you just tuning in, you're listening to Life Solutions with Mary Manning Morrison and me, Dr. Pat Basile, and we're here every Friday at 5. But I'm referring to the chapter in the book, and I believe you call it Forgiveness, You Can't Do It Alone. But I have to tell you, Mary, I didn't know you couldn't do it alone. And I really think that what you have to say about this is instrumental to helping people get off the couch and really heal.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Pat. You know, you can't breathe alone either.
There you go.
You know, it's like we forget. There's an old teaching story about these scientists who get together and they decide they're going to have a conference with God and tell God, look, we don't need you anymore. We know how to clone now. We can make life too, so we don't need you anymore. And they have this big conference with God. And they say, you know, now we know that you made all of us out of dust and breathed life into us, but we just want you to know we know how to do this now. So we're no longer needing you. And the guy says, really, you want to show me how you do that? And so they reach down to get some, you know, some dirt. And God says, get your own dirt.
Well, you know, you have been so masterful at talking about forgiveness. There are two things that I would like to talk with you about after we come back from break. One of them in this chapter that I'm referring to in the book No Less Than Greatness, it's a quote that I've pulled out, and I hope I get this right, and it's by a minister friend of yours, and it was Sally, I believe, and it goes like this. Holding resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die.
Right.
And I thought that is very interesting. I would like to explore that with you a little bit and how that relates to forgiveness.
Okay, we'll do that when we come back from the break. That sounds great.
Well, I want to make sure everyone knows that we are here with Mary Manning Morrissey, and this is Life Solutions. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, right here on Alternative Talk. Eric, I would love to give people an opportunity to call in with their questions, with their comments, if you need some help in letting go. Because also in this book, Mary talks about forgiveness is not intellectual. It is a shift made through spirit. We want to give you an opportunity. If you've got some healing to do, if you need some help right now, if there's something that you would like to shift from and to, we would like to give you that opportunity. Eric, why don't we give out the phone number right now for everyone? Well, I'll do it. 425-373-5527.
That's right.
Okay, Eric, 425-373-5527. Toll-free in Washington is
888-298-KKNW. That's 888-298-5569.
And we're talking about today forgiveness. We want to really, really invite you out there. If there's something going on that's keeping you stuck, because we've been talking about for 8 weeks this idea of being stuck. And I will assure you that there's some place in there that you're either holding on to something that's really clogging up the works, as we have said before, building that crust that we want to help you remove and release. So give us a call. We're going to take a short break right now. And when we come back, more with Life Solutions on KKNW Alternative Talk. If you want to find out more about the work that Mary's doing and the Life Mastery Program, www.lifesolutions.com, SOULUTIONS.com. That's lifesolutions.com. Eric, let's take a short break, and when we come back, more with Mary Manning Morrissey and with me, Dr. Pat from the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back.
All right.
The Miracle Minute with Mary Manning Morrissey is an inspirational one-minute phone call sent daily to the phone of your choice. It's only $9.95 a month, and when you mention the Dr. Pat Show, you'll receive a month free with your subscription. So contact Karen at Life Solutions, that's Karen at Life Solutions, LifeSoulutions, or call 503-922-3460. Again, that's 503-922-3460 to start receiving your daily Miracle Minute.
Are you ready to kick your life up a notch? Tired of just surviving? The award-winning Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By, is your way to living the life you want without regrets, without limitations. This empowering, inspirational show with dynamic host Dr. Pat Basile will leave you shouting, "Yes, I can." Dr. Pat is a master career and belief coach, dynamic seminar leader, and creator of Crust Busting. Listen to the Dr. Pat Show on AM 1150 KKNW, Monday through Friday, 11 to noon, and worldwide on www.thedrpatshow.com.
Sitting by the fire, making memories. Let's pass around the coffee, hear the whisper in the trees. Another day behind us, the moon is on the rise. Finding your music with Ava tonight.
Tune in Fridays at 5 p.m. for Finding Your Music here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Want to get out of the rat race and stay out? Let Mary Hendrickson, cash flow specialist from First Horizon Home Loans, show you how. Mary takes 27 years of successful banking and brokering and turns them into stepping stones that pave the way to your financial independence. All loans closed for Dr. Pat Show listeners receive a $300 reduction in closing costs. Call Mary today at 425-576-2249 and begin your path to financial freedom. That's 425-576-2249.
1150KKNW.com, your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Life Solutions with me, Dr. Papasilli, and Mary Manning Morrissey. Eric, I love the music you're picking.
So glad.
I just love it. And we are talking about forgiveness today, and want to make sure that that you all know that this is a fabulous opportunity to get your questions on air. If you don't want to come on air, there's another way to really do it. Just send me an email right now to live, L-I-V-E, at thedrpatshow.com. That's live, L-I-V-E, at the, T-H-E, drpatshow.com, and we will get your question on air. Because the bottom line is, and Mary, you made this comment, the bottom line is you do want to break through the boundaries. You do want to be free. How is it, Mary, that forgiveness really puts the shackles on our greater good? I mean, the lack of forgiveness, rather.
Lack of forgiveness, correct. Well, because you can imagine our bodies alone are energy systems. I mean, everything is energy. And when we have a blockage, it's a blockage to our experience of our own aliveness. Here's the odd thing. That any person with whom we're holding a grudge or a resentment, it blocks a portion of our ability to give and receive love. Not just from that person, from anyone. Because we haven't just shut off our energy or our availability to that one person. We've shut off our availability. And so then the opportunity to forgive brings an opportunity to bring an entire new opening to all the people that we love and spend time with. Now, if you can imagine that life itself it is our teacher. So every one of us are learning life lessons, and we're here, each one of us, to learn to master life's energies. So that means we learn how to master the energy of co-creation, and we learn how to master the energy of manifestation, and to master the energy of healing and wholing and having a sense of well-being, a sense of creative purpose, and bring our gifts into manifestation and into the world. And part of that is the gift of learning how to have authentic and whole and healthy relationships. And forgiveness is one of the key curriculum points in having authentic relationships, because we're in a human experience. We let each other down, sometimes greatly, sometimes mildly. But forgiveness is a shift in perception that removes a block in our awareness of love's presence. So love is present all the time, and then something happens and we disconnect from our experience of love's presence. And then we think, well, love isn't here anymore. Well, love isn't here based on the perception of separation we took in regard to a situation that occurred. Now, it doesn't, and so here now becomes a key curriculum point. Here now is a story problem for us to learn how to use the laws of life, the law of love, and apply it to this situation and master that situation by transmuting it with a higher power than the problem. Einstein said the significant problems you face cannot be solved at the level of thinking that created them. So when we have a thought of separation, we have a thought of hurt, and that doesn't mean somebody didn't do anything. I mean, I've been in the field of human potential and personal growth for 30 years, and I've sat with people who have had the most horrendous background. And it isn't that you forgive the person or that you forgive the act. You forgive the being. You forgive what it is that's still binding you. So you forgive the act.
So what we're saying is you actually forgive the act. That's what we're talking about. And, you know, this is difficult for a lot of people. It's extremely difficult to know that we don't really have to stand up and say, okay, that person has really, you know, there are some really awful things that people do. And
I don't think you forgive the act. I think you forgive the being who was so caught in a misperception. It doesn't mean you forgive their personality. I mean, you don't, and certainly if somebody's abusive, you don't play doormat to that kind of abuse.
Right. We stand up for our rights. I mean, we're not saying that we condone it. We don't condone the act, right, Mary?
No, absolutely not. But you free yourself from the constraint of the experience through the practice of forgiveness. You mentioned earlier that you can't do it alone, and that's a key point, is that we basically say, I've been hurt or I'm hurting. I need help. I need help from a power that is able to help me see this differently. And that is authentic forgiveness, when we ask help in seeing it differently. And so then we say, given this situation that has happened, what is it that I possibly might be able to learn from it, other than never to do that again or never to let it happen again? But sometimes it is, and you've heard people, and I have too, in our years of work, that it was through the things that were most difficult. But then they said, you know, I learned a kind of compassion here that I might never have known. Like when I thought the Dalai Lama, he says, we all have friends, and then we have our sacred friends.
Ah.
And the sacred friends, he calls the Chinese government sacred friends. He says, you know, our friends, our enemy friends, never teach us how to open our hearts completely. It's our sacred friends who challenge us so that to open our hearts in the presence of their actions. He says, that is truly spiritual practice.
Well,
every one of us have some sacred friends in our life.
I think that it's worth spending a few minutes in talking about that comment from the Dalai Lama for those people that don't understand the story and the history for the Dalai Lama to talk about the Chinese government as a sacred friend.
And 50, 60 years ago, the Chinese government decided to take over Tibet, which they did. And they began to invade Tibet. Tibet is they're pacifist. They are nonviolent. Nonviolence is part of their basic culture. And so as the Chinese came in and took over Tibet, they destroyed many, many thousands of their temples.
Mm.
The Tibetan government, many Tibetans tried to escape, and many of them died trying to cross the Himalayas in the winter. The Dalai Lama is not only the spiritual but the governing leader of the Tibetan people. He, at 14 years old, they had him. He escaped, and he's lived in northern India, land that India gave to the Tibetan refugees for the last 50 years. He is one of the foremost spiritual and political leaders in the world today. Through the practice of nonviolence, there has been tremendous forward movement of social change. But even today, that if someone utters the prayer Om Mani Padme Hum, which is equivalent to you or I saying the Our Father prayer,
mm-hmm.
Our Father art in heaven, or Lord our God is one, if we were to say either of those kinds of prayers are the equivalent in our own faith, that we would be imprisoned, and not in a minor prison. These are hardworking, dank, dark, disease-infested, horrible places. And it's a political and a religious genocide that's being done right there in Tibet. Now, in the face of these local leaders, he's done all kinds of things to help the refugees, to help the orphans, and seek to free Tibet through nonviolent means. And when you're with this man, it is the most amazing thing that any of us have had the opportunity to hear him or see him or be with him, are just amazed at the presence of his being.
Hmm. Hmm. And so,
this is not in any way expressed in anything that he experienced with him.
Mm.
This is why it's so transformational. You know, the story would have been a lot different if from the cross, Jesus had looked down at those who were crucifying him and say, "You dirty, rotten so-and-sos, I'm a good guy, why are you doing this to me?"
All right.
I mean, we would not have been, the story would have been very different. It was
recognize
the unconsciousness that was behind that action.
Mm.
Even what they're doing.
Well, you know,
and that's what forgiveness does. It changes our ability to see. So that we're changed. See, like we are changed.
Mm-hmm.
The whole experience of the situation that was so painful is transmuted.
Wow. Let's take a short break, Mary. When we come back, more with Life Solutions and Mary Mann and Morrissey. And we'll come back with your questions, with your comments. And make sure that we finish this conversation so that you all that are listening can truly understand the power of forgiveness. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, right here on Alternative Talk 1150 AM. And Eric, why don't we take a short break and come right back?
Sounds good. And if people want to call in, don't wait. We've only got a little bit left in the program. So it's 425-373-5527 or toll-free 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-KKNW. We'll be right back.
Within each of us is a call to greater life. Now, Mary Mannon Morrissey, minister, author, and teacher, helps you discover your own greater life in a brand new interactive radio show. Introducing Life Solutions with Mary Manon Morrissey. Real people, real problems, real solutions. Life Solutions Radio, Mondays at 5 p.m., part of the Dr. Pat family.
Occasional indigestion got you down? After meals, do you feel bloated, heavy, tummy hurt? Does occasional heartburn and indigestion or a just plain tired feeling take the energy out of your day? Vital digestive enzymes are needed to properly digest food, and E12 provides them all. Customers often report a dramatic life improvement. Call 1-866-NO-BLOAT. That's 1-866-NO-BLOAT. And discover E12 food enzymes, the digestive secret thousands have benefited from.
Introducing a fantastic new breakthrough in oral detoxification from Natural Cellular Defense. It safely removes poisons and heavy metal toxins from the body that may be the cause of many chronic illnesses. It's safe enough for a baby. Presented by copioushealth.com. For more information, call 206-423-6596. That's 206-423-6596. copioushealth.com.
Seattle Unity Church is a welcoming spiritual community located in the heart of Seattle, dedicated to celebrating, inspiring, and deepening our individual and collective spiritual journeys. They offer Sunday services, classes, and special events and programs to help answer the call to be present in love, one day, one moment, one breath at a time. They're located at 208th Avenue North, across the street from Denny Park. Or visit seattleunity.org.
1150kknw.com, your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
One more time. And I'm just feeling celebration.
All right, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to Life Solutions with Mary Manon Morrissey and me, Dr. Pat from the Dr. Pat Show. In case you would like some more information, we would love to give it to you. I want to mention two things. One is that you can go to Mary's website, which is www.lifesolutions.com. And Mary, let's just say a few words right now about the Life Mastery Program.
Okay, great. There's a six-month program that we do. It's a telecourse, and what it does is take the six major areas of life, from relationships, and health and well-being, and manifestation, and financial freedom, and personal creative expression. And each month, we've put a whole month focus on mastering those life's energies in a way that brings really a kind of new freedom and new aliveness. Mm. And just a better working of everything that's available to us in life. And so it's what you would do is every Monday at 6 p.m. right after this call, we get a chance to spend an hour together on the phone. I teach for 30 or 40 minutes, and then there's questions and answers. And there's a Life Mastery book that you get with assignments that just, and the good thing that I love about this class is everybody is so busy. So it takes what you're doing in your daily life anyway as the curriculum, and then you just, the practice is how to employ. And you don't have to work harder, you just work smarter. You don't have to try harder, you just learn to have life with more ease and grace. And it is so delightful to see what's happening in people's lives as they enter into the six-month program. So there's a meditation CD that comes each month. It has 4 10-minute meditations, so you get 1 10-minute meditation for each week. You can listen to it as many times as you want. And it's a class that's all meant to fit into the kind of busy, hectic lives we have, but bring a sense of focus and purpose and meaning and ease and grace for the entire experience.
Well, and also you've created the Miracle Minute as well.
Yes, I have, and that's a fun program, actually, for everybody who would like it. And we also, because of you, Dr. Pat, we give a free month to anyone who would like a free month of the Miracle Minutes, which just means every single day to the phone of your choosing. The phone would ring once a day, and you'll hear, "Hi, this is Mary Manon Morrissey, and let's pause for a moment, and together we can create a Miracle Minute." And then I give a one-minute power meditation or one-minute power thought, one-minute affirmation that just helps us focus, remember what's important, and just kind of tune up together. And people, there's many, many hundreds of people on the call right now. And you just get a call sometime during the day. You never know when it's going to be. If you can't answer the phone right then, let it go to your voicemail. Listen to it when you can.
Yeah, basically what we're saying is you don't have to do anything. except take the time, whatever time of day that is, to listen to the message. I don't know about you all out there listening, but I'll tell you, it's really important for me when I wake up in the morning that I want to start my day with a very powerful messages, and that's what the Miracle Minute is about. Now, this is an unbelievable program. What is it, $9.95 a month? I don't remember the details of the program.
Yes, of the
The Miracle Minute.
The Miracle Minute, yes it is.
All right, so that's what you get. But the first month for Dr. Pat listeners is absolutely free. Now, what do people have to do to participate? Let's say we have folks out there that want to sign up. How should they do that?
Well, one easy thing they could do is just go to Karen at Life Solutions, LifeSoulutions.com. So it's with soul in the middle, SOUL, LifeSolutions.com. Karen at LifeSolutions.com, and email her and tell her you were from the Dr. Pat Show, you'd like to sign up for a free month, and then you'll just get it free.
That's it.
Your name and phone number we need.
That's it, because they happen to know how to reach you. Now, I opened up the email, and I've got some emails here with questions, and I want to remind everyone, if you've got a question, if you want to get yourself unstuck, we have a few minutes left that you could do it one of two ways. You could call in at 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527, or like I'm getting right now over the internet, you could send an email to live, L-I-V-E, at thedrpatshow.com, thedrpatshow.com. Here's a great question from A, and it goes like this. How do we help others with forgiveness when they don't see the importance? This is really a good question. I've tried to do this, Mary.
Well, the practice is to forgive them for not seeing.
Yeah,
it's really not their forgiveness issue. It's ours.
How do we forgive
them?
Yeah. I know. How do we forgive?
Having a hard time with them not forgiving.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, it's really still ours. And so we forgive them for their inability to see and pray for them. Also, pray for their seeing. That if you see someone you care about and they're stuck and they're rehearsing their hurt and they are stuck, it's painful to see someone you love that way. But it's really their journey. We can offer when we're asked, but ultimately each of us have to come to our own awakening on our own. And so we support and you offer help, but after that, if it's bothering you that they're not forgiving, then the next step is your forgiveness around that.
And, you know, one of the things that I've had to realize in my journey, and I mentioned this early on, for those of you that missed Dr. Pat's True Confessions in the first quarter of this show, you can always get this on the archives, because the archives will be up on the website, www.thedrpatshow.com. But one of the things that, you know, that I have found a little bit disturbing in my life has been how hard I thought forgiveness had to be. Because I had created this whole story about forgiveness and what it had to be and how I had to unfold it. But this isn't a one-size-fits-all, is it?
No, it's not. And it's like we said a little earlier, this is not you just do it once and it's over. This is spiritual hygiene. Every single day, most of us brush our teeth. And we don't think we did something wrong because we need to brush our teeth today. It's just part of daily life. Get stuff on them. You brush them. You know, you get stuff on them, you brush them. It's the same thing. You can't live a day and not have some stuff happen. And so you just, any misperceptions, any judgments, any condemnations, you know, any of that, you just scan your mind and scan your heart. And it's, you know, there's a line in one of the great spiritual teachings that says all forgiveness ultimately is self-forgiveness.
Mm.
And that's an interesting perception, because what they're saying there really is that any forgiveness that needs to be done comes out of a perception of judgment that we brought to a situation. Now, judgment is different than saying, ouch. If something happens and you're hurt and you say, ouch, and you would prefer that behavior not happen again, or you remove yourself from a relationship where it keeps happening. But resentment and blame and shame are energies that ultimately hurt much more the person who harbors them than the object of the resentment or the blame.
Well, and one of the things that you have said, I believe this is in Building Your Field of Dreams, is you've talked about this idea of how we start holding grievances a little bit at a time. And one of the things that I would love for you to talk about with everyone is what happens, Mary, what happens when we choose not to forgive? I mean, what happens to our lives? What happens to our daily routine? What are the things that show up in our lives that we don't want?
Thanks, Pat. Let me tell you a quick story that I think will answer that question really well.
Okay.
There was a man once who came to me for counseling. His name was Al. Al had been a real rough, tough guy in his early years and had gotten into recovery and was married. And I'd done his wedding. And about 8 years later, he and his wife were separating. And Al was just heartbroken. He loved his wife. He wanted to get back with her. And he had been confiding in his best friend, Bruce, about the separation, about how much he loved his wife and wanted to get back. And by the time Al came to see me, he had found out that all the while he was confiding in Bruce, Bruce and his wife that he was separated from were actually having an affair. And Al was so irate. He was so hurt. He was just completely bereft. And what he wanted to do with every fiber of his being was go back to the early parts of his life where violence would have been the actions he would take in regard to that kind of hurt. But he had done enough recovery work but he was struggling so, and he was in so much pain. And I said to him, I said, Al, ultimately, you don't ever have to see Bruce again. You don't ever have to see your wife again. But at the end of the day, you have got to forgive them. You've got to forgive them for yourself. And he says, forgive. And he was thinking about Bruce. He said, forgive that SOB. I'm not going to forgive him. And he says, how do I do that? And I said, well, you want to get to the place where you can pray for his well-being. When you think of him, you want to wish him well. That's the ultimate in forgiveness, where you think of somebody that's harmed you and you don't want to be around them, but you're not wishing them harm, you're wishing them well, because what you wish for somebody else ultimately is what you're wishing for yourself. And I said, so begin the prayer any way you want to, but ultimately then wish for him to be happy, wish for him to be healthy, wish for him to be peaceful, and wish for him to do well. And so a couple of weeks later, he came back to visit me, and I knew he was doing better because he had a calmer look on his face. He wasn't completely healed yet, but he had a better look on his face. I said, so how you doing? He said, well, I think I'm doing better. And I said, how are you doing this? And he says, well, you said I could begin the prayer any way I wanted. So every day I began the prayer this way. Dear God, if a cement truck doesn't run over Bruce, or if a train doesn't smash him dead, then may he be happy and do well. And he said, after a while, at first all my energy was on a cement truck smashing him flat, or a train killing him, and then I would just sort of, without even meaning it, say the words, may he be happy and may he do well. He says, after a couple of weeks of even beating the prayers with cement trucks and trains and race cars hitting him, may he be happy, may he do well, something began to open in my heart. And I realized, this was my best friend. Regardless of this action, I had always really liked this guy. And ultimately, I really, even in the face of this kind of betrayal, I still did want him to do well. I want my wife to do well, and I want her to be happy. And if it's not with me, I still want her to be happy. And you could tell the open-heartedness that was happening in him. The difference was to be so angry and frozen and stuck, or to have this melting of those kinds of opinions and thoughts that was beginning to open a whole new area of life for Al. About 4 years later, Al did get a divorce, and Bruce and his wife never did stay together. That was a bridge relationship that didn't work out. And about 4 years later, I performed a wedding for Al, and he found a woman who he had no idea of his capacity of loving until he met the woman that came after the one who left him.
Mm.
And it was such a vivid experience for me to watch a man transform to just simply willingness, and that's all that's required. When we said earlier you can't do it by yourself, that's true. But what we have to do, see, our part, is to be willing. And once we get really willing and we ask for the universe to provide for us, to show us a different way to perceive what's happened, to see it differently, the universe, ask and it shall be open, seek and you'll find, knock and the door will be open to you, and it's always true. And so all we have to do is ask, help me see this differently. I must have decided wrongly here because I'm not at peace.
Mm.
When we can feel at peace, we know we've begun to have a perception that's true.
Wow. That is a very powerful story. And for so many of you out there, I hope that in listening to today's show, that, we have really created an opportunity for you to take a closer look and ask the question about your own personal lives, where you are and what it is you have to forgive. Mary, I wanted to thank you so much for the show today and know you're getting ready to make another call. What would you say in parting? What would be your personal message for people out there that are hearing this show today that would get them to the place
or at least have them be open to looking at forgiving?
I think I would just say, too, that if you've got some places to forgive, some hurts that you're carrying, that's just perfectly normal. That's just, it's part of being in this human experience. And that's human. But to learn how to forgive is divine. And to make a contact, conscious contact with the power that is with you and for you, behind you, above you, below you, all around you, that has that power to heal your heart and open your life, that is one of the greatest gifts there is. And all you have to do is be willing and say, I'm willing to have my perception around this changed. And stay with that. Help me see this differently. I must have decided wrongly because I'm not at peace, but I want to be at peace. And things will begin to occur that you can't even imagine, because that help is natural to you.
Well, thank you, Mary. Thank you, Mary Mann and Morrissey. Let's make sure that everyone has the information for the website for Life Mastery, and let's give out that information, Mary, if you don't mind.
You bet. Life Mastery is, you find all of that on the Life Solutions website, LIFE, and then Soul, SOUL, UTIONS, LifeSolutions.com. If you can't find your way there, just go to friendsofmary.com and click the link, and you'll get sent right up to Life Solutions. So you can find out about Life Mastery. You can find out about the Miracle Minutes. And you can also, just by way, on the 15th of July, I'm going to be doing an all-day seminar at the Unity Church in Bellevue, at Bellevue Unity. So you can go on the website and find out about that. And it's going to be a great day there.
Well, let's make sure that we get some information on that so that we can run that promotion for our friends at Bellevue of Unity, another great organization. Mary, thank you so much. This has been a very, very powerful show, and I can't wait till next Monday when you and I get to talk again. Absolutely wonderful. Thank you all for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Dr. Pat Basile. Don't forget to find out all of the things that we're doing at www.thedrpatshow.com. www.thedrpatshow.com. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Ava. Make yourselves a great, great evening.
Views expressed on the preceding program are not necessarily those of this.